The Business Breakfast on Jazz FM.
Well, it's coming up to 19 minutes past six. Are criminals winning the cyber security war? I think you probably know the answer to that question. Police are still investigating the British Airways data breach, and the Prime Minister's vowed to go on the offensive against Russia's hacking capabilities. And now, leading cybersecurity firm Carbon Black says criminals are getting ahead of businesses by outspending them, putting 10 times as much cash towards cyber attacks as companies are spending on defence. Well, this week, experts are gathering in London for the world's largest cyber security expo. Carbon Black security strategist Rick Elroy joins me now. Very good morning to you. I said at the beginning of all this, I think we kind of know the answer to that question. What I find extraordinary as a non-expert, unlike you, is that British Airways and TSB, for example, fail to even manage their online presence. One of the weaknesses, I suppose, before we get on to cyber attacks, is that many of these companies outsource it, don't they?
That's a big part of the problem. And one of the things we saw in our research for this market is, your partners are being leveraged against you, right? So, hey, I outsource a piece of my IT infrastructure. Maybe it's website hosting. Maybe that's credit card payments, whatever it is. And then the bad guys are going to go after them to get to you.
Mm. Now, let's get down to it. Where did this figure of terrorists actually spending 10 times as much as business spends on defense come from?
Yeah, so the $1 trillion number represents the entire dark web economy, right? So that's going to be everything from the espionage attacks that we see, intellectual property theft, and then ransomware, stolen credit cards, that whole thing. So it's really the measurement of the entire industry. And then the $96 billion number comes from Gartner. So that represents what on the cyber defense side, collectively, we're spending against the adversary.
Do you know who these people are, roughly, generally?
Look, some things can be attributed. Clearly, the U.S. government has just served warrants for some of the Sony hacks, right, which was 5 years ago. But I can tell you those investigations take a long time, and they're pretty people intensive. So while it's important to pay attention to who's doing the attacks, I think for most of the organizations out there, they really just want they don't want the attacks to exist at all.
The story last week about GCHQ in this particular country being absolutely expert in all this, I think was obviously pumped up by the security people, because that's what you do, and you've got to sort of show some kind of confidence in one's defensive. Where is the balance of expertise, as you see it, goodies or baddies?
Yeah, I mean, I'll speak to the UK market and the US market. There is a large amount of talent on the cyber defense side that works for governments, right? So whether that's, hey, we're offensive hackers that go out and take over targets and get intel, or whether that's actually providing guidance and security defense. So what you see in the States is there's and Carbon Black would be one of these organizations. Right. There's a number of vendors and software that come out of those types of institutions as well.
Okay. Now, and also in your research, how many breaches actually take place on average? What have companies said to you?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, the number that was striking to me when we did our research was 92% of UK organizations have been breached in the last year. That's really concerning. I think if you own a business or you run a security program or you have any IT infrastructure, we saw numbers similar to that about 7 to 10 years ago in the States. So I think, you have to understand how large the problem is so that you can actually invest dollars in minimizing the risk.
Yeah.
So we hope part of what we're trying to do here is make sure that people understand the risk so that they're adequately spending on the defensive side of it.
You can see, and I've often discussed it on this program with experts like you about this subject, that a lot of companies don't want to reveal, do they, that they've actually been subject to a cyber attack, because it wrecks confidence from investors and presumably the company themselves.
Yeah, I mean, well, look, at least in the States, if you announce a breach, the class action lawsuit starts about 2 seconds later, right? So I think, look, this idea that companies are shamed by it, they shouldn't be. This is the price of doing business right now. And unfortunately, it's just a part of where we are in the life cycle of technology.
Yeah.
So I think for companies, it's like, no, we actually need to lean in and understand what happened. We need to share that information faster so that people in your particular sector can learn from that. Yeah. And then hopefully raise defenses to stop similar attacks.
And you mentioned the cost of all this and the fact that it is an inevitability. Therefore, boards need to understand this, don't they? So therefore, this needs to be a big discussion around a boardroom table at that kind of level for companies now.
When you really think about it, cybersecurity is risk management, right? And that's a job of boards, and boards have done that for a number of years. So you know, in regards to education that we do for C-level individuals and board members, they have a responsibility, and they're going to need to invest. I can't tell them how many dollars that is unless I actually work for that organization, right? But they should understand it's part of their responsibility as a good board member to ask those questions and ensure that money exists.
Here's a very broad and final question. What should companies be doing right now, then, apart from taking notice of your warnings?
Yeah, I think the number one thing is go get visibility into what the attackers are doing. So there's lots of times where we depend on things like antivirus. And antivirus has been shown for a number of years to be evaded, and it just doesn't provide the fundamental visibility into the attacks. So in Carbon Black, we work a little different. So we recommend go get visibility so you can see what the attackers are doing.
Okay, Rick Elroy, thank you very much indeed. That was Rick Elroy, security strategist at cybersecurity giant Carbon Black.